Hi, thank you for returning the call. How can I help you?
Yes, hello?
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Serge from Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, man. I don't actually know the young lady's name, but I actually talked with Charlie a couple of days ago. Paid my initial fee, and she called me today and was trying to do my setup, and I apologize because it kind of threw me for a loop. I didn't realize what all, you know, was entailed on my end. I had time to kind of marinate on it, you know, and kind of calm down from it because it kind of I didn't realize I was going to have to do anything. So anyway, my point is I rescheduled for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys are in a different time zone than I am. Is there any way that we could get this done today? Because I just hate dragging my feet even to Monday. But if we have to, that's what we got to do.
Yeah, we still for sure still have time today. You know, we still have like 2 hours before the end of before we close the bridge, right? But it just depends on the availability of the person who will be running the necessary steps. I mean, the girl that you told me earlier, because, you know, when I pull up the phone number that you are calling from, it was indeed, you know, on hold under Charlie. So what I'm just going to do is to let Charlie know that I have you on the phone. So we'll be able to, you know, identify who needs to, you know, get this phone call and help you out about this matter, okay? If we still have Charlie on the line, though. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay, sure.
Thank you, sir. And what is the phone number that is associated to your business line?
Well, it's 609-7990, but this number, I believe, is 867-8545.
Yeah, that's your personal phone number, right? Your business line again?
Yeah. 609-7990.
6097990, the same error code 336.
Yes, correct.
Okay, got you, sir. Here's just what I'm gonna do, because seems that Charlie already, you know, went off the phone, so I'm just gonna check the business that you have. So I'm speaking to Ramsey, right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. How you doing, sir? Everything good?
Yeah. I'm just really tired. I was trying to kind of. I don't know. I had a lot going on today, so that was kind of half my problem. Like I said, I was just kind of tired.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's all right, sir. Definitely. We're just checking this out for you, okay?
And what it was the young lady, she's very nice, very pleasant and everything. And we probably got 30 minutes into it, or maybe, I don't know, 25 or so. And what it was she was trying to link up you guys with my Google business page.
Okay.
I personally, like, I'm ready to completely pull my hair out after doing an online application. I don't really go on Facebook, you know what I mean? I barely go on YouTube. I'm an older guy. It's just not my scene. And for me to go on Google and try to figure out what Gmail I put in, figure out what password it is to get into the damn thing is just a nightmare for me. But I know, you know, that's what it is going to take. But it kind of threw me for a loop because I was not expecting to have to do any of that. Like I said, I'd rather have my teeth pulled. I mean, I really would. I know it's odd to hear that. You guys being younger and being your generation, you guys being in tech and everything, y'all live in this world. I do not. So.
No, that's all right, sir. I mean, definitely, Ramsey, that's the main reason why we're here, right? To help you out and get that, you know, those things done for you, take it off from your hands so you can just focus on doing the jobs that we can make you. Does that make sense?
Right.
Because you don't have to really learn everything else, because this is just making your life easier, so you don't have to go back to square one and learn things out. As a matter of fact, you're saving a lot.
It makes sense. It makes sense. But like I say, you know, kind of, I understand that's what you're going to try to do, but you got to understand literally that's what she was trying to get me to do, which was to not make my life easier, for me to do the legwork on this. And I understand, I'm willing to play ball, but what you guys got to understand is that's not in my wheelhouse. It'd be like if I came up to you and I'm like, okay, finish out this drywall on this wall right here. I could explain to you how to do it, but you don't have the muscle memory. You don't have the knowledge to know what, to look for, not what to look for. Well, literally, that's what's going on when you're like, oh, well, you could just go to this Google page and do this. I'm like, okay, no, I really can't because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Understand, sir. Don't worry. Well, we'll try our best to get this one done for you because I believe you have enough time to do this right now, right? This way of calling
back.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm just coordinating this one to my manager because we're wanting to make sure that you'll be taken care of properly and get your resolution to this. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ramsey. Appreciate you, sir.
Yeah.
My manager's currently checking on it, as a matter of fact, while we speak, because I don't see any notes yet from the girl that you have spoken to who tried to help you out, right? I guess that was for earlier today, right? The call happened?
Yeah, I think it was 11 o'clock or something.
Yeah,
10 o'clock your time, 2 o'clock my time.
No, that was 11. So you're in EST?
Yeah, we're on the East Coast.
East Coast, yeah. Eastern Standard Time, right?
I'm sorry?
You're in the Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Gotcha, sir. Just waiting for the response. Well, what's going to be the best action for this one, okay? Yeah, well, we're trying to get someone for you, okay? Ramsey?
Okay.
Yes, sir. So you're ending the day already?
Yeah, it's
it's
one of those
there,
guys.
Right?
Well, I'm one of those guys, that I really, I feel bad telling you this, but I go to bed like 7, 8 o'clock, but the upside to that is I get up at 3 or 4, I get up before the rooster crows, so that's kind of my schedule.
Yeah, it's the body clock itself, If you sleep early, you wake up early, well, which is a good thing, though. It's going to make you, do a lot of things during the day.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard this before. It's an old expression. I know I'm hitting you with a bunch of old stuff, but maybe you've heard this. It says, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I don't know if you ever heard that before.
Well, I mean, early bird catches early worms. That's what I've heard. But, that's really a really nice quote, and I couldn't disagree with that. It must be true.
Well, it is, and there's a lot of ramifications on that because I'll say it again, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So you're healthier because you're, psycho set for days, you're not staying up all night. You're wealthier because you're not out, hanging out with your buddies, partying and stuff. And I don't know, I guess they just win the pause on there.
Yeah, because if you have enough sleep, you can, you can definitely, really think, think well, Because there was, an experiment that I saw online that, the longer that a human don't get asleep, the weaker the reflexes, the response of the mind and everything. So
absolutely,
must be really right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really because of the sleep, the rest and everything.
Well, you don't hit REM sleep. Do you remember what REM sleep is from school? It's an acronym. REM. It stands for rapid eye movement. And what happens is, they've also done studies on this. The Russians did a lot of studies. But basically, if you don't get a good restful sleep over a period of weeks to months, you start to lose your cognitive faculties, then you'll go insane. So that's how important it is, because your conscious mind never gets a chance to switch over to the subconscious.
Yes. There was an experiment before?
Oh, yeah. The Russians, you probably, I don't know, maybe Reddit or something like that. They talk about it as far as, like, ghost stories, but they call it the Russian sleep experiment. They wanted to know what would happen, and they gave these Russian soldiers this drug that basically just kept them up for months. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah, it's some pretty hardcore stuff. So they started ripping their faces off and screaming and just all kinds of wild stuff.
Oh, I'm wow, yeah, I remember that. And there were, like, drugs. There were, like, drugs that, you know, until such time that, you know, they don't want to sleep anymore. They just want to take more drugs because that makes them alive,
exactly.
Right? They're eating their own flesh.
Right, they never wanted to go back to sleep, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, here's the thing, Ramsey, just going back a little bit, sir. I've checked with my manager and the people who can take care of the next step to the process, right? They're currently on the phone call, but you're next in line already. So once somebody is available, let them, call you back right away so we can take care of this one for you, okay? Before the day ends, all right?
All right, fair enough.
All right. I appreciate you, Ramsey. Anything else, sir, that I can help you with?
No, I think that'll be it, and I'll just be, I'm going to be busy, but I'll be waiting on their phone call.
Definitely, sir, just keep your line open, because anytime soon, somebody will be calling you back from our team, all right? I appreciate your Ramsey, and welcome to the family, sir. We're really excited to grow with you, all right? Once again, my name is Serge from Loco Splash. Have a great one.
Okay. All right, you too. Thank you. All right, bye-bye.